When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People have their things that they love to do. And I'll just say, honestly, for me, I don't know if it was years in the news business and getting ready every day, but it really is kind of self-care for me when I have time to be able to just get ready a little bit. You know, if I have a few minutes to do my hair and makeup.
Hey, thanks for listening to We're Momming Today. If you're listening on a smart speaker or website, make sure to find me, Lauren Simonetti, on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And don't forget to leave me a review. We're momming today with Lauren Petrowski. You might know her if you're in the Texas area. She is the former host of Fox's Good Day Austin. Now media expert, mom of two. I think I can call you a chef and a winosaur too, Lauren. Ooh. Welcome. Good to hear from you again.
Okay. I like that. So good to be with you, Lauren. I would say a wannabe chef, definitely amateur. Wine expert though. I mean, I'll take that.
Aren't we all? You know, you traded in it and I was there for when you did this. I feel like I participated in this with you. And I think a lot of working moms come to the same point in their career and in their lives where, you know, the big job that they have just isn't working anymore. So can you take us through that process of deciding to leave a job that I think most men and women out there would covet?
It's true. And I did covet that job. I wanted that job since I was a teenager and knew that I was interested in going into the news business. And my dream job was to be the host of a morning show. And I went to college in Austin at UT. And I was like, I'm living in Austin. Like, I will get a job in the news business here one day. And it happened. And I was very, very happy and excited. I really did have my dream job as being one of the hosts of Good Day Austin. It's a 5.5 hour morning show on the Fox station.
Wait, hold on. Let's just go over that just for people at home. It's the morning show. So you are waking up in the middle of the night to prepare to get yourself ready for 5.5 hours.
And I know you know what that's like. I know you know what that's like, waking up at 2:30. It was not easy. But as you know as well, it was easier before I had children. And when my life was my own and I could come home in the afternoon and nap and do whatever I wanted with my time. And I got in bed whenever I wanted at night and definitely got more sleep before having kids. But once I had my son, who's about to be 5 this year, you know, things increasingly got more difficult and that lifestyle just got more difficult because I was with him in the afternoons. And so I was just a zombie. I mean, I was waking up at 2:30 in the morning, working a 5.5 hour morning show, also having responsibilities after that. So recording segments for future days or doing anchoring the noon show. And then I would go pick him up from preschool and I was just exhausted. And, you know, I just was not, as the years went on, it just was clear that this lifestyle just wasn't really working for me and being the kind of mom I wanted to be, the kind of partner to my husband, just being overall happy. I mean, I was so stressed constantly about my sleep and lack of sleep and when will I get to nap and when will I get in bed? And it became more difficult. And I knew that we wanted to have another child and my contract was coming up and I had to make a very difficult decision, the most difficult decision I've ever made in my life. And I didn't take it lightly. And it was, you know, I would say other than the days my children were born, the most emotional day of my life when I left that job.
Because it was your dream job. So why didn't you just try to get different hours, later hours or evening hours, afternoon hours?
Which was something that you know, we explored with my employer. And, you know, I love the morning show. I do. I mean, other than the hours and having to wake up at 2:30, that really is my jam. Like, that's what I always wanted to do. You get to show personality. You get to do the live interviews. We talked about cooking. I got to do, you know, a chef demo or cooking segment almost every day. And I loved that. I had fun interaction with my co-anchors, and you don't really get to do that as much during, you know, a later news show. And I also didn't want to miss nights with my kids. I mean, at this point, it had kind of, the decision really had been made that, you know, working these hours, and unfortunately, there wasn't an option to work more of like a daytime shift, which I think really would have been ideal for me. But that just wasn't really an option. It was kind of mornings or evenings, take your pick. And I made a really hard decision that I was going to take a step back and spend more time at home with my kids and kind of explore some freelance opportunities and also be at home for every single holiday, because that was another thing that was really getting to me.
I know so many moms who go through this same, no matter what the industry, the same battle in their heads. How can I, you know, be more present for my children? How can I take care of myself more that I'm not doing, you know, shift one at work, shift two at home, rinse, wash, repeat, never having any time for self-care or anything else? Because you have to be happy in the end, right? You have to like the pace of your life and the quality of it. But what happens to a lot of mothers, and I'm curious if this has happened to you, is when they give up their previous life, they give up their job to focus on their new life, they feel like they're missing a part of themselves.
Oh, so much. So much, Lauren. And it's been a year and a half since I left. And I can tell you that this is something that I still battle every day. It's really tough. And I definitely feel like I am missing a part of myself. I mean, like I said, I think since I was 14, I knew that I wanted to go into the news business and one day be a news anchor. And so when I had been pursuing that for almost, you know, I'd been doing that for 15 years in the news business, I really felt like I lost a huge part of myself, you know, being at home most of the day with one and now two children. And when before I was like had this career and I was at work all day and felt great about it, it's definitely been a struggle, I will tell you that. And that's why, you know, I do have some freelance jobs that I still pursue. You mentioned media expert. I do, you know, a lot of different things. And I don't want to say that I've said goodbye to the news business forever. I don't regret one day making the decision I did, because I know for me and my family, it was the right thing. And I love being able to wake up with my kids right now. I just had a baby 5 months ago. I love that I haven't missed one morning with her and seen everything that she does. But there's a part of myself missing that I hope to one day find again.
Well, 5 months in, second kid, it is still very early. You know, you could resume life as normal, especially right now with the pandemic. But I think you're selling yourself short a little bit, because you found niches where what is it like to be known in your community? You do tons of events and you're an influencer online, and you know, you interview chefs and do cooking segments and these freelance gigs and fundraisers, virtual fundraisers these days, but you still are very active in the media and in your community. So how are you maintaining that?
Yeah. And I try to do that as much as I can. And honestly, I would love to do more of those things that you mentioned, and that those really keep me going. The best days I have are the days when I can make arrangements to go spend a few hours doing a freelance gig like that, where I'm emceeing an event, like you said, now virtual, yes. Or I'm doing some media training for a local company, or I get to go cover an event kind of as a local influencer or something like that. You know, the best days I have are when I get to spend a few hours doing something like that, and then I'm also here with the kids. And I feel really good about being able to do both things. So yeah, I do find ways to still feel like I'm working in a sense, and you know, passionate about the things I do and keeping those media skills going. And I just hope to continue that, and you know, would like to do even more of that.
I want to know more about the transition from one to two, but we'll get to that when We're Momming Today returns right after this.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
We're momming today with Lauren Petrowski, who had a baby girl 5 months ago and has a near 5-year-old son already. So you just did the transition. Pregnant during pandemic. Did you give birth with a mask on? You probably did. staying at home now with, you know, a toddler and an infant. What is it like?
Well, you know what it's like going from one to two. I mean, it's a lot. I feel like, you know, especially because my son was so much older. He was 4 and a half when I had my daughter. So we had really gotten in our rhythm with one kid for a while. And so it definitely has thrown a wrench in things, especially being at home so much more due to multiple things, leaving my full-time job, the pandemic, which really has kept me at home. And we don't have a lot of childcare help here. We don't have family here. So it's been interesting. We're managing. I feel like now that she's 5 months, it's getting a little better. The beginning is so tough, you know, with a new baby and a baby that's maybe not so easy as neither of mine were. But she's starting to sleep more, and that's definitely helping and getting into a routine. And I can't wait to venture out a little bit more eventually.
Can't we all? I mean, it's crazy. But you know, you look on your Instagram feed, for instance, and Lauren always has beautiful hair, and you see these beautiful pictures of you looking fantastic, and everything is all decorated and perfectly.
Oh my gosh, no. I never want to put that out there that I never want people to think that everything's perfect. It's definitely not. I will say, you know, I think we talk about the importance of self-care for all people. But I talk a lot about it for moms, and especially new moms and moms with babies. It's so important. It's so important to take some time for you. And, you know, people have their things that they love to do. And I'll just say, honestly, for me, I don't know if it was years in the news business and getting ready every day, but it really is kind of self-care for me when I have time to be able to just get ready a little bit. You know, if I have a few minutes to do my hair and makeup. Now, if you could see me now, that is not the case. It has not been one of those mornings. That is just something for me. If I'm able to like put the baby down for a nap and I've got 20 minutes where I can just like put on some concealer and maybe run a curling iron through my hair, it really does make me feel better. And that's not for everyone. You know, people have their own things. I haven't exercised once since I had a baby 5 months ago, so that's not really my thing. But everyone has their things, their, you know, a way to escape and just focus on you and take a little me time. So that's it for me.
And that's actually, so me time, especially with the pandemic, it's almost, especially for moms with younger children, impossible. Yeah. Because the challenge that I have, I am working from home and I have been since March, is that one of my two children now knows. So she while I'm supposed to be preparing to do a 3-hour stretch on air, you know, preparing for all of that, those stories and getting myself ready, mommy, can you do my ponytail? And I do have help, but I'm home. It doesn't matter that I have someone helping me.
I'm there.
Mommy, I don't want this for breakfast. There's like a million things you have to do in addition to your job within the same, you know, four walls of one house. And then, you know, it happens again later in the day. You know, you might want to run outside and, I don't know, run an errand or go for a run, but the kids don't let you. They just don't let you. And then you get the mom guilt. And then the weekend comes around and I would love to let, you should see what I look like on the weekends. It's a horror show. I don't even take pictures because you wouldn't recognize me. It is that bad. No. But to actually pull away and be like, yeah, let me put my face on or maybe put on like an outfit that's clean and matches. It becomes increasingly difficult. And I ask myself, I'm like, how did I ever get like this? Because I used to not be like this. I used to be glamorous.
I know. It is the kids. Well, it is so funny too, because yeah, I used to do full hair and makeup every day. And I look at photos from when I was in the news business and when I would go out to so many events. And that's not the kind of getting ready I do now. I mean, I'm talking like my 5-minute makeup routine. Like, I think I've blow dried my hair 3 times since March. So, yeah, you know, it's just whatever I can find a few minutes for, which, as you said, becomes increasingly harder. And especially now with 2, I will say my son, and I think your first is at the same point probably, where he, you know, he can leave me alone for a few minutes. So it's like, you know, put on a cartoon for him. He can watch his show and then we'll go play outside or something. So that, you know, that helps a little bit.
Now, my daughter is up my butt. She, the only thing that works for my kids is YouTube and sugar. So when I'm really desperate, I give them each the iPad and like some M&Ms or something. And I can get hours. But the problem is I don't like to do that. I mean, that's bad. That's bad parenting.
That's desperate situation when you really need to buy some time.
It's hard. So, you know, oh, and then you like to cook. How do you find time to cook? I try to cook a few times a week. Yes. But every time I do it, I say, why did I bother? Why did I bother? Because I'm now in a mess. And I'm one of those people who cleans as I cook. So I shouldn't be in that much of a mess. But I'm in a mess. I have to clean up and then they don't eat what I made. So I'm like pouring bowls of cereal or making eggs as we're eating the dinner I made.
Well, it's only a couple days a week, I would say, that I find the time. And it's usually if I have the time in the afternoon, if the baby is napping, I will like prep things then. So if, you know, my son is maybe watching a cartoon or playing outside in our backyard or something where I can keep an eye on him, that's when I'll like do the prep work. Chopping, whatever. And then if that's done, usually it's something easy. Look, I'm not talking hard recipes here. We don't use a lot of ingredients. Like we keep it very simple. And then that way it's something where I can just like throw it on real quick or pop it in the oven, whatever it is. It's not going to take a lot of time once we're ready. I'm also a big fan of the crock pot. So, you know,
I'm a one pot wonder. I can make a lot of meals in one pot.
love the crock pot. Love a good casserole. So whatever, you know, it's got to be easy. We're pretty simple around here.
It's funny that you don't have family nearby. And I feel for you because they do come in handy. Yeah. Well, they did more with one child now that it's two, you know, but I love when I get the constant comments from my parents and my in-laws, they're so spoiled or when you were little, we did this. And it just drives me crazy. I'm like, what do you want from me? I don't know why my kid is misbehaving.
Oh, yeah. I know. My mom loves to send me articles.
Oh, God. So I get books.
She listens to this. Shout out, Mom. She loves to email me articles. And I don't really know if it's like her passive way of like, here's what you should be doing, you know? Like, oh, here's this article from whatever newspaper about, you know, how much screen time your children should have. I'm like, okay, thank you. Helpful. No.
I know. My whole thing is now I want to say, and I hope they are listening to my mom or like my father-in-law or something. I love that you come over and I even love that you pass judgment, but when you come over, can you like actually help? so I don't have to stay there and serve you while you sit down and drink a glass of wine. Like, I want to leave. Oh, so come gosh. Over.
Yeah.
Come over, baby, like actually babysit and let me and my husband like leave the house. Because yes. he said it the other day. He's like, our families come over, but we just entertain them.
Yeah.
They're that is funny. Babysit.
You know, that's probably the opposite from what, you know, because our families are not here. And so we don't see them very often. So when our parents do come in town, we get to take advantage. I feel like, you know, it's like, okay, well then we're, you know, that's the only time my husband and I get to do a date night is when one of the parents decide to come visit. We'll definitely.
You need a sitter. It's a little hard to get one right now.
It's hard right now. I just, yeah, you know, we've only had one sitter since March. I know. It's just, I go back and forth on it. It's tough. We need to find a good one.
I want to know more about the food pictures that you post and you're a big fan of rosé and how you are fueling this passion, particularly right now.
Well, I believe in rosé year round. Not just a summer drink here. I've always loved wine. So I definitely am a big fan of wine. And we actually have a great wine region outside of Austin, the Texas wine country. So we've got a lot of good Texas wine here. And I love to promote Texas vineyards and wineries and the winemakers here that are working really hard and may not be as well known. So I'm always happy to work with them and try their wines and share what I like with others. And then food too, you know, like I said, because when I worked on Good Day Austin, I was kind of the resident foodie there at the station. So I got to go to a lot of food events, restaurant openings, knew a lot of the chefs in town. And it's been fun that I still get to do some of that, obviously not since March, but you know, it's kind of fun just being in the know and getting to try new things and sharing it with others.
Is number three in your future, child number three?
Not, you know, never say never, but not at this point, Lauren, no. I think I would like to say we're done. Like I said, a chilled child we do not make. So we had two pretty tough newborns, and I'm pretty content with two right now, and I ain't getting any younger. I think that's it. What about you?
If it's God's plan, it will happen. Yeah. That's my kind of standard answer. Yeah. I'm not saying no, I'm not committing, and I'm not committing.
That's a good answer.
It'll be an oops.
Probably yes here too.
Well, we both have a boy and a girl and both healthy. So age is a factor. So I think when you put all that together, you want to count your blessings rather than push your luck.
Definitely.
At least that's my viewpoint on it.
I had that same thought this week. You know, we got so lucky with our son and daughter, both healthy and, you know, we're getting through life at this point. So no need to change it right now.
I also live in a circus. I mean, I really do. It's quite amazing when I think about it. So my hours have changed because of the pandemic. So I used to do the morning show and I secretly, and I might regret one day saying this, I miss it because in addition to the responsibilities of the actual job, my life misses it because being forced to wake up at the crack of dawn and go really fast and then get home on the earlier side compared to most people. Mm-hmm. And yet you're really tired. Yes, I pulled over driving home from work in a parking lot and took a nap probably at least once a week because my eyes were closing as I was driving home. And yes, I was permanently tired, but I was able to be a full-time mom, a full-time worker. And I just felt more productive, if that makes any sense. So now I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's really not like I'm sleeping in, but I just find the more that is on my plate, the better I do, even if I'm sacrificing myself in the process. Why am I telling you all this? I was getting into it. So I live in a circus. So even though my hours have changed and I'm home, I mean, my days are still long and I still have two crazy kids and, you know, you can't do errands with them anymore. Like you have to go food shopping.
I know.
Well, okay. Instacart isn't available right now. So I don't really want to take two young children to the food store who aren't going to listen to me. They're going to touch everything, you know? So it becomes, especially with the cold weather, like we've had a very rainy week here in New York and in New Jersey. So there's just, you can't go to a park. There, the, you know, the bounce houses aren't open and all the stuff we used to do, that you're just so limited.
Right.
That it's very confining. It's a very confining experience. So I feel like sometimes I want to be productive, but I just throw my hands up and I'm like, well, what else can I do in this house?
Nothing. I mean, you're doing the best you can. I think about you being there in New York City. You know, our neighbors just moved here from New York City. They're from New York, lived in the city, never thought they would leave. And they have a young child and they were in their small apartment for a couple months, not leaving hardly. And I cannot imagine how tough that is. You know, we're so fortunate, I feel, that we have a front yard, a backyard, and
that's why they moved there.
Yeah.
We are seeing so many families just pick up and leave, particularly the cities, because they want space. Mm-hmm. You know, now we'll probably have something that looks like a lockdown coming to many parts of the country.
Yeah.
And families just said, we just want space, maybe a different type of environment. And, you know, Texas is not Austin, but Texas is a more conservative state versus New York, quite the opposite. So yeah, people are just uprooting because our lives are different.
I know. It's been such a wild time.
And on a final note, how is your husband doing with all the changes?
Oh, he's fine. I mean, that could be another podcast topic, Lauren. You know, my husband has still been going to work. He is in real estate development construction. So, you know, his jobs didn't stop. And his life, I would say, probably has not changed as much as mine due to...
So he goes to work, like physically goes to work every day?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Right? Jealous. What is that like? You leave the house every day, all day. Oh, you can guess how that goes sometimes after I've been at home for 8 hours with two children every day. But yeah, no, he's very helpful. He's a wonderful partner and father. And if I need him to, he's here. He works for himself. So fortunately, can be flexible. So when I do have the occasional freelance gig or whatever it is, you know, I'm virtually moderating some panels next week. And so he's great. Like he's going to be here so that he can watch the kids so that I can go into the back room and do that. So he's very helpful with that. But yeah, I think he's doing okay with everything.
I hope one day we can formally meet up.
Right? I hope we never have, hopefully, eventually.
I know. Lauren, good luck to your two beautiful children. God bless them. I can't believe you have a 5-month-old.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Is that Ryder, right? Is that your son's
Runner.
Son? Runner. Is he in kindergarten or is that next year?
Pre-K. So next year. So he goes to pre-K a couple hours a day. I'm actually about to go pick him up. So that has been helpful since he's gone back to school. He's in a very small class. They've got lots of safety procedures in place that we felt good about. And he loves it. And it's good to have him there for at least a few hours a day. But yeah, kindergarten next year, which I can't believe.
All right. We hope the schools stay open. Lauren, great connecting with you.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.